following is a live sport broadcast brought to you by radio.dominican.edu. Go Penguins!
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Alongside me is Mike Temple. I'm Alex Swan. And we have some women's action in PacWest play where the Dominican Penguins are going to host Point Loma Nazarene Sea Lions. And both teams are looking for their first win in PacWest play. Dominican dropped their last conference game opener against Azusa Pacific 70-59 here on Thursday. And Point Loma also playing on Thursday. They lost to Holy Names. So, Mike, what are we looking with these two teams?
From what I've seen, just looking at stats and statistics of these Sea Lions, is I know that they like to get out and run, and they're going to try to shoot the three ball a lot. They have the top two of the top five PacWest shooters from the three-point line, so you got to make sure you watch out for them. That is Callie Rhodes and Carletta Kloppenberg. They're going to be hoisting up the tray, so make sure Dominican gets back in transition and stops the three. What else I've seen from Dominican is they need to play a good second half this game, prove to them that they can put together a full 40 minutes of basketball.
That was a big, big part of their first opener against Azusa Pacific. Outstanding first half, took an eight-point lead at halftime, and then the Cougars really, really turned it up in the second half. We're set for the national anthem, ladies and gentlemen, and we will be right back with you. Back here from the Collins Center for your starting lineups. We're going to start with the visiting Sea Lions. In the backcourt, it's going to be Savannah Erskine. Callie Rhodes is going to be at the two guard. Small forward, Jessica Escorza, the 5'11 junior. Power forward is going to consist of Abby Borman, the 6'4 senior from Nevada. And to round out the starting five is going to be number 23, Carlota Kloppenberg. She's a 5'6 guard, a senior from Susanville, California. For your Dominican Penguins, Coach Chambers is going to stick with the same lineup she decided to go with against the Cougars. In the backcourt, it's going to consist of number 10, Danielle Hare, the 5'8 freshman from Sacramento. Danielle Yamauchi, number 12, a 5'4 junior. Number 13, Jessie Marshall. She's a sophomore, 5'6 guard. Number 14, she'll be playing the power forward, Jasmine Cox, senior, listed at 5'10. And to round it out at center, number 34, the junior 6'2 center, Lauren Hyatt. So Mike Temple, Coach Chambers decides to go with the same lineup again as she did against the Cougars.
Yeah, it worked well in the first half last game. It really set the fire under this Penguin team. They're looking for their first win. You got to shake things up if you're Coach Brianna Chambers. And why not go back to what worked in the first half last game against Azusa?
And for listeners out there, You are locked in at radio.dominican.edu. You can watch and listen to games and follow stats live at www.dominicanathletics.com/live. As we are set for the opening tip, both teams searching for their first win in PacWest play. Hyatt and Borman to jump it up. Sea Lions contain the first possession. The shot clock already having a malfunction.
This happens quite frequently here in the Conlin Center.
Especially during the start of ball games.
Yeah.
Your officials are Chris Chapman, Dana Moore Lopez, and Ilonda Range Robinson. Kloppenberg gets it in to Erskine. Swings it over to Escorza. They go high post over to Borman. And she was in the lane too long. Call for the 3-second violation.
Good start. Didn't really do much, but you held her in the key for 3 seconds there. Way to get the turnover.
Point Loma is showing some early pressure in the backcourt with Kloppenberg. And we have more shot clock malfunction.
It's an early start for everyone, the 1 o'clock start here on a Saturday. Not used to it. That's what we're going to blame this on.
1 o'clock Saturday for the women's start. And right after this ball game is going to be the men's team taking on the Sea Lions at 3 o'clock as they had an overtime thriller win, 91-89, over the Cougars of Azusa Pacific. Marshall comes to get it. Now she hands off to Yamauchi. She breaks the press easily. Swings it over in the left southern corner to Danielle Hare. She reverses the ball over to Marshall. Finds Yamauchi, who's open for a three, but an offensive foul is going to be called on Lauren Hyatt as she had an illegal screen. Her screen was not perfectly set. Refs really key in on that.
Yeah, they pay attention to that. That was a nice back pick, just moved a little bit too much, didn't keep her feet planted there.
Erskine kicks it out to Borman. As they look for a scores run in the baseline, ball's reversed over to Rhodes. And dribble handoff to Kloppenberg. She's up top, checked by Cox. 10 on the shot clock, and she walked with it.
This is an ugly start to the game right now. 3 straight turnovers from back-to-back-to-back for both teams.
Just 50 seconds into this ball game, as Hare will bring it up. Kicks it out to Cox. She passed it back over to Hare, and it was a lazy pass as it went off Cox's hands.
Another turnover here.
4 turnovers to start the game, and pardon me, that was off of Danielle Hare's hands.
I'm telling you, they're adjusting to this 1 o'clock start. Both teams have to get used to this.
And here's Erskine. She gets a screen from Escorza, tries to get inside the lane. Her shot goes off the window, no good. Offensive rebound, though, from the 6'4 Borman, and she puts it back in. She will be the tallest player on the floor. Here's Hare, tries to get in the lane. Her shot just goes off the window and can't hit it. Corralled by Rhodes, and she looks to push. Yamauchi does a good job to cut her off. Kicks in the far right northern corner for Escorza. She can't hit the jumper. And a nice board from Hyatt. Pushed up ahead to Marshall. Swung over to Hare. Back up top to Yamauchi. Good ball movement early from the Penguins. It's Hare once again. Up top, finding Yamauchi. She curls in the lane underneath to Hyatt, who puts it in. And the game is tied at 2.
The Sea Lions are really sagging off on defense, not providing much ball pressure. Made it easy there for Hyatt to get it inside.
Erskine calls out the play as Kloppenberg tried to go back door. Cut off by Marshall. Here's Escorza now. Kicks out for Rhodes. Can't hit it. Boarded by Marshall. Yamauchi brings it across the timeline as she finds Cox. They work it over into the corner to Hare. Ball gets reversed over to Marshall. Here's Yamauchi, finds herself at the top of the key. Back to Marshall, puts it on the deck, goes inside and draws the foul.
And we're seeing a lot more of that lately from Jessie Marshall. She's led the team in scoring the last 2 games. She's being much more aggressive and not settling for that jumper.
This is going to go against Callie Rhodes, her first. And like you said, and even when Miss Roll. Dan mentioned this during the halftime broadcast of the men's game. The Dominican guards are attacking a lot more and getting to the hole, drawing more fouls.
Yeah, and that's what you need to do when you're struggling shooting the ball. They're only shooting 22% from threes. They need to get inside and make more points in the paint.
Marshall connects on the first, and here comes Quaywan Owens.
It's nice to have your leading scorer coming off the bench here, averaging 9.9 points per game.
Marshall hits 2-of-2, and a little soft press from the Lady Penguins. Erskine has no problems, gets a screen from Escorza, and she now commits an illegal screen as that's an offensive foul.
You mentioned earlier the refs really key in on those screens. You got to make sure you keep your fleet planted. Neither team is doing a good job of that right now.
17-17 left in this first half. Penguins hold a two-point lead, 4-2. Yamauchi works on Kloppenburg. Kicks out to Marshall. She tries to drive. Now it's back out to Yamauchi. She uses a screen from Cox. Finds Marshall. Tries to get into the side, and nice floater from Jessie Marshall.
She attacks the rim again and gets rewarded. Nice floater in the lane.
Really using a good ball fake to get to the bucket. She goes for the steal, and now she has it. Trying to go coast to coast. Marshall all the way, lays it in with the left hand. 8-2, Penguins. Now all the Sea Lions race it back up the floor as the scores have beat everybody back and lays it in. 8-4 now.
You like the energy you're seeing from Marshall right now. Two easy baskets in a row rewarded by the defense.
Pace is starting to pick up for both teams. Quaywan Owens, her 18-foot jumper is short, and it's ran down by Escorza in the southern corner. She passes ahead to Erskine, and she calls the set. Borman down to Escorza, tries to get inside, and she's hacked by Marshall. So that was a good cut from Escorza coming off the ball screen.
I think the Penguins should start going to that full-court press on made baskets now, because Point Loma's played 3 games in 5 days. You got to be a little bit fatigued, tired. Expect the Penguins to notch the pressure up a little bit like they did against Azusa.
Escorza hits nothing but nylon on the first, and here comes the senior, Noel Roldan, for Jessie Marshall.
And that's a good 4 minutes for Jessie Marshall. 6 points early. She was very active on both sides.
Escorza hits both of her free throws. And there's pressure from the Sea Lions as now they set up a hard full-court press. Yamauchi's trap needs help. Roldan comes to help her out. Advances it into the front court. Finds Hyatt underneath. Can't hit the layup. Quaywan Owens on the glass. She dumps it down low to Cox. Swung over to Yamauchi. Gets to the free throw line. Her jumper in and out. Hyatt on the glass. And we have a whistle as she was held going for the offensive rebound.
That's one where you wish that wasn't called because she had a wide-open layup, but they do call her on the offensive, the foul, defensive foul. They're trying to box out Hyatt. She's very active on the boards right now.
Media timeout. And so far, Mike Temple, 8-6 game. Pace has picked up a little bit, and it seems like the Penguins are starting out hot. They start out very, very calm and poised during these conference games.
Yeah. Same thing they did last game against Azusa. They start the first half very well. Yeah, we're only 5 minutes into the game, but you can see the action. This team is very hungry for a win. Yes, it's your second conference win, but if you can split this homestand right here, you'll be very happy going into your next couple games in the Pac-West.
Tall guards and a tall backcourt for the Sea Lions, and the Penguins have handled it well. Escorza is at 5'11", Rhodes is at 5'8", Erskine's at 5'7". I think the Penguins... You keep up with the full court pressure. Eventually, these guards are going to get tired, and you saw Marshall was able to step into the passing lane and use her quickness to go the other way for two.
Yeah, one thing we touched on in the pregame was shutting down these shooters, which are the tall guards you're talking about. And right now, we've only seen 1 3-point attempt from the Sea Lions, and they missed it. So I think that was a point of emphasis for Coach Chambers, was to really shut down the 3-point line, and they're doing that right now.
And like you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Alota Kloppenburg, 63 trays last year for the Sea Lions, 2.4 a game. She doesn't have one yet, and it's been a good start for the Penguins defending from downtown. Yamauchi set to inbound on the southern baseline, and she'll entry it out up top to Roldan. Sea Lions are dropping into a 2-3 zone now. Penguins immediately get into their zone offense, and an early steal from Escorza, and then she double dribbled. Coach Westfall not understanding that call.
That was a good job by Quaywon Owens to get back. Even after the turnover, she forced one herself, not giving up on the ball.
They'll do it again from the southern baseline. Yamauchi gets it in to Cox. Kicked out to Roldan. And her lazy pass is picked off by Escorza. She's gotten in the passing lane both times. She tries to go coast to coast. Cut off by Roldan. Kicked over to Kloppenburg. She can't hit it. And it's going to go over to the Penguins as the ball goes out of bounds.
That's a good sign early if they're missing wide open threes. Maybe they're not locked in here and they're... legs are tired from the three games they played in 5 days.
Pardon me, Sea Lions retain possession as that went off Clox. Kloppenburg's three is no good. Hustle for the rebound comes out to Erskine. Now it's over to Rhodes. She tries to get inside all the way to the bucket and lays it in. She was second team All-Pac West and second team All-American for the Sea Lions. She does a little bit of it all. Roldan. Entries into Hyatt, and she can't handle the pass, and it's stolen away by the Sea Lions. Erskine will bring it back the other way. Yamauchi is all over her. Escorza sets the screen, now finds herself with the ball. She tries to get inside the lane, can't hit it. It's good defense by Hyatt, but poked away was Erskine. She poked it away from Cox. Now they find Rhodes in the corner for three, and it's good. 11-8. Sea Lions have stormed back to take a three-point lead, 14-31, timeout. Coach Chambers, the Dominican Penguins. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back.
Dubai to Dubai, from San Fran to Japan, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It's radio.dominican.edu.
And we'll never be royal.
This is the Penguin Press Pass.
This is DJLC, your host for this fine morning.
Real students.
In 2001, the millionaire Dennis Tito became the first paying space.
And we are back here from the Conlin Center. The Sea Lions holding 11-8 advantage over the Penguins. It's Marshall, Cox, Boscarino, Yamauchi, and Nelson now for the Penguins. Here's Yamauchi inside. She's rejected by Escorza. She gets the ball back and kicks out to Boscarino. She tries to entry down to Nelson, and Nelson was fouled on the catch.
We had a shot clock malfunction again. They reset it when it never hit the rim. It was blocked.
So no foul. Another shot clock malfunction.
It's a good thing for the Penguins, though, as they threw a turnover right when the whistle was blown. So second chance for them here.
Boscarino will inbound on the southern end line.
One thing I've noticed is the Sea Lions really sagged off in the first part of the first half. Now they're starting to pressure the ball handlers, deny the passes, which I think a coach made adjustment.
We have a sub checking in for the Sea Lions. It's going to be Madison West, the freshman, 5'11", from Pittsburgh, California. Boscarino gets it into Marshall just in time. She tries to get inside, cut off, and another steal by Escorza. She races ahead the other way. Marshall does a good job of getting back. Here's Kloppenburg. They kick out to Rhodes, but instead, Kloppenburg got a little ahead of herself and traveled. Yamauchi brings it across midcourt. Swings it over to Boscarino. Ball gets reversed over to Marshall. She looks for Yamauchi up top. Nice ball fake. Puts it on the deck. Her jumper is short. Offense rebound by Nelson, but she's rejected. Shot clock did reset as Yamauchi has it. Back down to Cox. Puts the moves on. It scores it, and she puts it.
They're having success taking it to the paint. They need to keep attacking the rim and not settling for jump shots because they're not falling early on.
Erskine calls out the play. Gets a screen from Anderson. She gets inside and she's fouled. This is going to go against Marshall. 11-10. Sea Lions up by one, 13:09 left in this first half. That's going to be Marshall's second, 13 foul on the Penguins. Anderson's first free throw attempt is no good. As here comes Carly Holbrook to get Marshall. On the other side, it will be Anna Vitri checking in for Point Loma. Anderson's second attempt rattles in and out, no good. And a lane violation is being called on Dominican. And this will give Anderson another attempt at the free throw line.
Anderson has that long, deceptive delivery, and it got Boscarino the draw right there.
6 foot junior from Lakewood, Colorado, sinks the second as the C-Lions set up pressure. Yamauchi's trying to beat it. She gets it off the Cox. C-Lions gamble in the backcourt for a steal. Up ahead to Holbrook. She's going to launch a three. It's short. Crashing the boards is Boscarino, but she's going to be whistled for the over-the-back foul. 12-10, C-Lines. This is going to go against Sarah Nelson, her first 14th foul on the Lady Penguins. Vitri now relieving Erskine of the point guard duties as she brings it up. Checked by Yamauchi. Gets a screen from Escorza. Kicks out to Anderson. Now over to West. She switched out. Holbrook's on her. Now they go down low to Anderson. Trying to find the cutting Escorza, and she gets it up, but she's fouled on the way of her shot.
Escorza is very active on both sides of the court. She already has two steals, and she's getting to the lane with those slash and cuts, finding herself to the line a lot today.
She's 16 from 22 at the line, and she, by far, shoots the most free throws for the Sea Lions, going back to your point, and she's a great slasher. She hits the first free throw. Here comes Jordan Liggins for the Sea Lions to get Kloppenberg. Escorza's second attempt is pure. 14-10. Point Loma Nazarene has the lead over Dominican University of California Lady Penguins. More press from the Sea Lions. Boscarino needs help. Yamauchi provides that help as her pass is deflected off of Liggins. Penguins will retain possession in the backcourt.
There's no movement right now from the Penguins press break. They're just waiting to beat it with the pass. They need to move and cut to find the open spots.
Boscarino gives it off to Holbrook and a nice centered pass to Yamauchi to break the press, who gives it off to Boscarino. Her 12-footer is short, and the board goes down to Liggins. Vitri now comes to get the basketball as she brings it up. Up top is Anderson. Swung back over to Vitri. Penguins in a 2-3 zone now. Liggins is going to try a three. It's no good. Boarded down by Cox. Yamauchi looks to push. Penguins don't have numbers. She'll back it out as she looked down low for Nelson, but she was cut off by Borman. Now it's Boscarino. Over to Holbrook. Now over to Yamauchi. Eight on the shot clock. Lady Penguins trying to get a shot. Yamauchi gets inside, puts up a teardrop, and she got it.
They need to drive more. Those jumpers aren't falling, but the layups are. Go to the rack.
Liggins tries to race back the other way. She's cut off nicely by Boscarino. Now it's Vitri up top who's calling the set. Penguins falling back into their zone. Vitri tries to find Liggins. Kicked out to Anderson. She's stripped. Cox comes up with it. Tries to get it out to Holbrook, but it was too far. And it'll be turned over to the Sea Lions. And we got a media timeout. 14-12 here. A two-point advantage. 4-point Loma. 11:07 left in this first half. And Mike, it looks like the Sea Lions start to put together a little run over these last 5 minutes.
It seems that way, but on the scoreboard, the Penguins only down by two. They're doing a good job of answering, and they're doing that by getting to the lane and getting those floaters to fall. I haven't seen a lot from the Lady Penguins jump shooting today, so they need to make sure they're attacking because the overpressure played by the Sea Lions right now is really costing them with easy layups for the Penguins.
And on the other side, I like the call by Coach Chambers going to the zone. That's going to help the Penguins pack in the paint and not let the Sea Lions get to the stripe, as that seems like that's their bread and butter. They really like to attack, get to the free throw line, earn their points from the stripe. And for your Lady Penguins, Jessie Marshall's leading the way. She's 2 for 2 from the field and perfect from the line as well. She's got 6 points. Yamiuchi's got 2 points, 2 assists. Cox and Hyatt both have 2 points. On the other side for the Sea Lions, it's Escorza. She's only 1 of 3 from the field, but 4 for 4 from the free throw line. She's got 6 points. And along with Callie Rhodes follows Escorza with 5. Action is back on the court here in the Conlin Center. As West will inbound to Vitry, who swings it over now, back to West. Left northern corner three is no good. Tipped out to Boscarino. She's going 1-on-2, tries to get all the way to the rack. Can't hit her layup. Liggins crashes the boards, and the Sea Lions look to push. Over to West. Now it's up top to Vitry. She looks to maneuver. Wide open now is Borman underneath. She blows the bunny layup, and Nelson's got the board.
That was good ball movement. They just couldn't execute on the layup there.
Here's Holbrook charging into Vitry, and it's an offensive foul on the Lady Penguins.
I do not agree with that call. How are they going to say that she had her feet set right there? She barely got in position. I don't like that call from the ref.
It seems now more of these collegiate refs are keying in if players are lowering their shoulder. It's not like they're looking at much if their feet are set anymore. I would agree with you, partner. It's Anderson now. Penguins are back in that zone. Vici's got it at the top of the key. Checked by Yamiuchi. Over in the northern corner is Liggins. She's firing up another three. It's way long. Holbrook's got the board. 14-12, 10:05 here, remaining in the first half.
And Coach Brianna Chambers urged her team just to walk it up. They're getting too hectic and fast-paced, so she's urging her team to walk it up now.
They get into their set. Holbrook's going to fire a three. It's good. 15-14, Penguins go back in front.
She used the screen well, got wide open, and knocked it down for a straight swish.
Vitry brings it across the timeline, finds West open. She launches a three, no good. Kaywan Owens crashes the boards for the Penguins. She brings it up over into the left southern corner is Boscarino. Anderson's all over her. Boscarino tries to get into the lane, puts up a floater, doesn't go. Vitry goes to the floor, battle for the loose ball, and it's going to be a jump ball as Boscarino also hit the deck to battle for that basketball.
Good hustle by Boscarino. Followed her shot, got on the floor. She had possession, but not in time before the jump ball was called.
4 substitutions for the Sea Lions. It's going to be Kloppenburg, Rose, Escorza, and Erskine. Starters all in for the Sea Lions now. As Erskine will bring it up. Lazy pass to Escorza, nearly got picked off. Now it's Rhodes. Left northern corner, her three, nothing but nylon. Sea Lions go back in front, 17-15.
She's the leading scorer this year, and she showed why with a pretty jump shot for three there.
Got a nice touch from downtown. Quaywan Owens' pass is nearly intercepted as Erskine got a piece of that.
They can't take these rotational passes lightly right now. The backcourt for the Sea Lions is really pressuring the ball handlers.
And another lazy pass is picked off. This time Erskine did get a hold of it. She's got it. She'll operate, call out the set. Over to Escorza. She puts a ball on the deck, tries to find Erskine, and that's going to be a turnover as she led Erskine too far in the far left northern corner. And the ball will go over to the Lady Penguins. And here comes Jessie Marshall checking in for Melissa Boscarino. I've noticed for Coach Chambers, Marshall plays good 4 to 5 minute spurts of all-out energy and intensity.
Yeah, they use her as just a spurt, like you're talking about the Energizer Bunny, and then she comes out, gets a 2-minute break, and gets right back in.
Yamiuchi passes over to Holbrook. She uses a Nelson screen. Nothing there. It's back out to Yamiuchi. Checked by Kloppenburg. 10 on the clock for the Lady Penguins. Quick, Kaywan Owens tried to find Marshall going back door, and she threw it away. Possession will go over to the Sea Lions. 8:11 left in this first half. 17-15, Point Loma Sea Lions hold the 2-point advantage. And here comes Danielle Hare checking in for Kaywan Owens. Erskine walks it over midcourt. Finds Rhodes. Gets inside. Can't hit the layup. Tries to follow her own miss. Gets it back. Kicked out to Erskine. Now it's back over to Rhodes. Her three-point attempt is no good. Loose ball ran down by Kloppenburg right in front of us. It's over to Escorza. Now it's Erskine. She refuses. The Borman screen puts up the jumper. It's no good. Yamauchi crowds the board. Her pass is deflected. Yamauchi now corrals the possession. 10 turnovers already for the Lady Penguins. They need to sharpen it up a little bit this possession. Here's Holbrook, corner three, bang!
That's a way to do it right there. Find Holbrook for the wide open three in the corner. She's already made two there.
Quickly back is Rhodes. She's going to hoist a three. It's no good. Escorza is crashing the glass. It's going to give the Sea Lions another possession. Rhodes gets a screen from Borman. Tries to attack. She's cut off. Kicked out to Escorza. Rise and fire. Her jumper's no good. Brought down by Nelson.
Good defense. They're pressuring the three-point shooters, not giving them any open looks right here.
6:35 left in this first half. 18-17 Penguins. Holbrook's pass is intercepted. Escorza has got a wide open lane to the bucket and an easy two for the Sea Lions.
There's another lazy pass. 11th turnover of the first half, and we're not even, well, we're a little over midway through.
Yamauchi finds Hare. She's in her triple threat stance. Now kicks out on the left southern corner for Marshall. She passes over to Holbrook. A deep three, and she puts it in.
In fuego. That's number three for Holbrook.
Nothing but net. And wow, that was from way outside. Timeout, Sea Lions. Coach Westfall wants to talk it over after that bomb. 21-19 Penguins lead. 6:04 left in this first half. You listen to radio.dominican.edu.
What can I say? What can I say?
I like the way you're put together.
I like the way you're put together.
Penguin Radio.
DU Did You Know? Brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that Dominican University is 12 miles from San Francisco and is on 80 wooded acres with 220 species of trees, including redwoods, dogwoods, coast live oaks, and bay trees? DU Did You Know? Is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
You got it, dude.
Penguin Radio.
And we are back here at the Conlin Center. Alongside with me is Mike Temple. I'm Alex Swan. The Penguins hold a two-point advantage over the Sea Lions, 21-19, 6:04 remaining in this first half. And Escorza has been active on the defensive end for the Sea Lions. She's got four steals already. Erskine has three, and it's 11 first-half turnovers for the Penguins. And you know Coach Chambers is going to be on the Lady Penguins in the locker room once we get to break.
Yeah, and they're leading with 11 turnovers. That says a lot about the team right now. They're fighting through it and battling, and they have a two-point lead.
Here's Erskine. Over to Kloppenburg. She's curling in the lane. Underneath to Borman, and she walked with it.
Good defense inside there by the Penguins. Denied the shot and made her travel.
Pressed by the Sea Lions. Yamauchi does a nice job to come back and get the basketball, and she brings it across midcourt. Kicked out into the right northern corner to Jessie Marshall, and an offensive foul is called on Marshall as the ref saying she used her off arm to create space.
And today in the Conlin Center is all gold day. The men are unveiling their new Adidas gold uniforms sponsored by Gold Rush Jewelers, so everyone in the crowd is urged to wear gold, and we're seeing a lot of it right now.
And that's Jesse Marshall's third. That's a big foul as Noel Roldan comes and checks in immediately. Here's Rhodes going to tee up a three. It's short and a good box out by Nelson underneath to fend off Borman. Yamauchi tries to get it ahead. Pass is deflected. Hare's right there to scoop it up. She goes inside, and she's fouled.
Hard foul. Nice take by Danielle Hare there, getting to the line for two free throws.
That's going to be on Borman, her first. Sea Lions fourth. And here's Danielle Hare. She's at the line.
And you see the way the Sea Lions play defense. It's feast or famine. They're going for that steal. But whenever they're not getting the steal, it's an easy layup for the Penguins. That time she got fouled.
Hare connects on her first attempt. She's shooting 67% from the stripe on the season. Second one is up and good. 23-19, Penguins up four. 5:18 remaining in this first half. Both teams looking for their first win in PacWest play. Kloppenburg has it, swings it over to Rhodes. She's been hot, tries to curl in the lane, she's cut off. Now it's kicked out to Tonak. Her jumper doesn't go, boarded by Rhodes. She puts it in and the foul. The second team All-American and the second team All-Pac West Conference selection has been doing major damage early for the Sea Lions.
Yeah, she's not afraid of shooting the three. And then you saw there, she has a different aspect to her game. As a guard, she rebounded the ball and put up, drew the foul, and going for three-point play here.
Jasmine Cox checks in for the Lady Penguins. As Callie Rhodes completes her three-point play the old-fashioned way. More press from the Sea Lions. It's a 2-2-1 press, and Roldan needs help in the backcourt. Hare comes to help her out. Back over to Roldan. Penguins got to get it up into the front court, and they do. They find Cox, who kicks out to Roldan. Now it's Yamauchi finding Hare underneath. She gets it poked away. Sea Lions have possession. It's Erskine. 23-22. Penguins up by one. Here's Rhodes, another three. She puts it in.
She's not afraid to hoist it. Nice shot there.
If you leave her any space, she is free to fire from downtown. Sea Lions regain the lead 25-23. Cox tries to get inside. She's bumped, but before her basket, it's going to be called the travel on Jasmine Cox.
If the Penguins take care of the ball, this could be a much different game. They've got to be thankful only being down by two.
Here's Erskine. Rice is into the front court. Cut off by Yamauchi. She wants Tonak down low, and a good denial there by Nelson. Now it's up top with Kloppenburg. As scores a tough jumper over Hare, she can't get it. Ball is loose. And it's going to the Lady Penguins. And we have a media timeout. Sea Lions have jumped in front 25-23, 3:53 left in this first half. And it's been a battle back and forth, and it's mostly been Escorza, Rhodes, and Erskine, the big three for the Sea Lions. On the other side, it's been Marshall, Holbrook from downtown, and Yamauchi doing it for the Lady Penguins. We had an athlete come over from the DU side and slap us a high five. Sorry about that pause, ladies and gentlemen.
You're so awkward for these listeners here. But anyways, yes, the Penguins we saw against the Cougars in their PacWest opener, they like to spread the scoring, and that's what we're seeing a little bit more of today. Holbrook does have the three threes. We haven't called her name since that last one. Look for her to get some open looks.
And as we wind down this first half for your Lady Penguins, it's been Holbrook. She's attempted four shots, all four from downtown. She's hit three of them as she's been on fire. All 9 points coming from long distance. Jesse Marshall still has six, but the big thing is she has three fouls. And on the other side for the Sea Lions, Callie Rhodes leads the way with 11, and she's 4-for-9, 2-for-5 from long range. And Escorza is right behind her with 8. That's been the main portion of the scoring for the Sea Lions. 19 of the 25 points coming between those two players. Action is underway. Yamauchi's now pressured. They got to get it across the timeline before the 10 seconds, and it's intercepted. Penguins need more help. Rhodes running the floor, and a nice dish from Erskine, and she lays it in. Yamauchi races it across. 27-23 as the Sea Lions fall back into the zone. It's Hare cut off. by Kloppenburg. Kicks out to Roldan. She curls in the middle, tries to get inside. She's cut off, dumps it down to Nelson. A tough shot, no good. It's boarded by Tonak. Sea Lions come the other way. With these last 3 minutes left, it's important that the Lady Penguins finish this first half strong.
Yeah, you got to either cut it down to two or take a tie game into the half. Give yourself some more momentum.
Into the northern corner, it's Kloppenburg. 10 on the shot clock. Entry down to Tonak at the high post. Tries to get inside. May have gotten away with the travel. Her shot is no good. Lady Penguins and Lady Sea Lions fight for the possession. It's going to be a jump ball possession going over.
Definitely looked like a walk there. You called it. Refs don't usually pay attention to the travel. Looked like a walk, though, but anyways, moot point as the Penguins have the ball.
More pressure in the backcourt. This has been the Sea Lions' bread and butter with this 2-2-1 full-court press. Yamauchi's going to try to break it. And Coach Chambers is not happy that there's not more help coming back for these Lady Penguins to try to break the press.
Yeah, I touched on it earlier. There's no movement right now. They're just trying to swing it back and forth. You need a cutter to get to the open spaces.
And you need one of those cutters to flash right in the middle, right in the center court. So it provides options for the wings and in the middle.
Yes.
10 on the shot clock, 27-23. Dominican Lady Penguins down 4. Hare tries a 3. It's no good. Kloppenburg crashes the boards and quickly gets it out to Erskine, who charges over Hare, who had a beautiful position to set her feet and draw the charge.
Yeah, great defense. She caught it, was right there, and saw Hare taking a charge. Nothing she could do about that one.
Noel Roldan, the senior from Napa, inbounds right in front of us. And now another offensive foul is called on Cox, trying to clear space at the high post as she clobbered Erskine.
That was an aggressive push there by Cox. I saw that one. Maybe a little bit of acting, but still can't push a person like that, even off ball.
So both possessions for the Sea Lions and Penguins result in offensive fouls. Here's Rhodes up top. That's a lot of space for three, and it's good once again. 30-23 now as the Sea Lions have opened up a 7-point lead, and it's been all Callie Rhodes here in the first half, and Erskine now has another steal. Races up into the front court, cut off by Yamauchi. Rhodes has got 14, nearly half of the Sea Lions' points. Kloppenburg has it at the top of the key, dumps it down to Anderson. She tries to put the move on Cox, gets inside. Bangs into Nelson, and she's going to go to the line for two. Hard collision down low.
We knew looking from the Sea Lions, just their statistics, that this team would like to hoist a three. They have two of the top 5 3-point shooters in the Pac West. They are not afraid to shoot from any distance. You got to make sure you're pressuring the ball handlers.
Anderson's at the line for the Sea Lions. She split a pair earlier, and she hits the first. Holbrook and Hyatt come to check in for the Lady Penguins. 14, Madison West into Point Loma. And Madison West checks in on the other side for Point Loma. Anderson's second attempt, as a loud scream was made in the crowd. Didn't affect her. She hit both. 32-23. Sea Lions putting together a little bit of a run. More pressure. Yamauchi does well to handle it. She advances the ball into the front court. 1:10 left remaining in this first half. Sea Lions fall back into the, looks like a 1-2-2 zone. 8 on the shot clock. Roldan tries to maneuver, gets the ball poked away, and it's out of bounds, but only with 2 seconds to shoot for the Penguins.
The Sea Lions went back to that 1-2-2. We only saw it in the first 3 minutes. They decided to carve it up here, and it threw him for fits.
Penguins got a fire. It's Yamauchi nearly from half court. She doesn't graze any iron in the shot clock violation.
The Penguins have lost all momentum going into half with this run that the Sea Lions are putting on.
Under a minute now. 48 seconds. Here comes Erskine. And now the Lady Penguins fall into their 1-2-2 zone. They've been mixing it up from a 2-3 to a 1-2-2, both squads. It's Erskine. Finding West. Now it's down low to Tonak. She's rejected, but now a foul. And that's going to go against Cox. And it will be two shots for Tonak, the 6'2 freshman from Portland, Oregon.
That's Cox's second foul. She's been a huge part the last two games in the Pac-West for the Penguins. Hopefully she can stay out of foul trouble.
She can't hit the first, as here comes Vietri. And here comes Sorensen to get Cox, as Coach Chambers doesn't want her senior forward to pick up her third foul. Tonak hits her second free throw attempt, and Borman will come get her. 33-23, a 10-point lead for the Sea Lions, as the Lady Penguins do a great job of breaking the pressure now.
They finally got that cut to the middle that we've been talking about.
As they can hold for the final shot. 15 seconds left in this first half. Yamauchi has it, checked by Vietri. Down to 8. Yamauchi tries to slither inside, out to Roldan. 5 on the clock, gets up her jumper. It's long, down to 1. And the Penguins can't get up a last second shot attempt. 33-23, Sea Lions hold a 10-point advantage going into halftime. And this time, Mike Temple, the Lady Penguins aren't leading in the first half.
Maybe that's a good thing of signs to come, because when they are leading in the first half, they have had problems in the second. Maybe this will ignite the flame to play a great second half so they can come back.
Hopefully that will light the fire for Coach Chambers' squad. It was once again a hot start for the Penguins. They opened up a nice 4-point lead. And then the Sea Lions, over the last 5 minutes, really took control of that first half to push this lead out to 10. And it's all starting with Callie Rhodes. From downtown, she has been on fire. And then inside, it's been Escorza getting to the paint and earning her points from the free throw line. Coach Chambers probably will dissect the game plan to counteract that. And on offense,
yeah.
I think
what hurt the Penguins the most in this first half was their lack of taking care of the ball. They were sloppy with their passes. They weren't cutting. It resulted in 13 first half turnovers. You can't do that if you want to win a game. Thankfully, they're only down by 10. 10 is not that big of a deficit. That's what Coach Brianna Chambers has to be telling her team right now. We played probably our worst half of the season, and we're only down by 10.
They still got time in the second half to chip away at this lead and try to get that first PacWest Conference win. And that's going to wrap up the first half alongside with me, Mike Temple. He'll be taking over the play-by-play in the second half. I'm Alex Swan. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. We'll see you in the second half.
Due to structural concerns, Edge Hill closed in 1989 and stood empty until June 2009 when it underwent a renovation, which was completed in October 2010. Edge Hill is now used
for high school. DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
And we are back from the Conlin Center. The second PacWest game for the Dominican Penguins and the third for the Sea Lions out of Point Loma. Dominican looking for their first win. Maybe this is a switch of tails here as they played a rough first half. Maybe they could change it around and play a great second half.
That's what I'm hoping for. Maybe a better second half like they have been playing in their normally good first halves. Maybe a role reversal here for the Lady Penguins.
And what we need to see more of is Holbok shooting the three. She is 3 for 4 from three-point range. Maybe she gets it going. Also, look for Jesse Marshall to start attacking the hoop more. She had 6 early points, then was quiet in the second half of the first half.
She had 6 of the first 10 points for the Lady Penguins, and then, yeah, she really quieted down. The Sea Lions did a good job of emphasizing on stopping her, as they know that she can hurt them from outside and inside.
And 18 first-half turnovers was a problem for the Lady Penguins. They need to cut down on those 18 first-half turnovers, and you're only down by 10. It's got to be some kind of reward that you're only down by 10 in this game.
I can understand how you emphasize that 18 just in the first half. Sometimes that's a turnover plethora for a full game. That has to be at least cut in half for the Penguins to have a shot here in the second half to work their way back in it.
Yeah, they played great defense, only allowing the Sea Lions to score 33 points, just nothing on the offensive side because of those turnovers. And we are going to start this second half. Penguins down 10, 33-23. Coming out for the second half is Yamauchi, Marshall, Cox, Hare, and Hyatt. Same starters for them. Look for them to get going. And the Sea Lions will be inbounding the ball. They're going to the south end of the court, this side, flipping sides here. And Erskine has the ball up top. She swings it over to Rhodes. Rhodes shoots another three. That one's off the right side of the rim. She loves the three. That one did not fall. Yamauchi gets the rebound. She pushes, gets Marshall in the three. She pump fakes, gets to the hole, shoots it, and up and early. We talked about it. She needs to get to the paint more. That's where she's successful, and that's a nice 2 points for her.
Beautiful use of the shot fake to get inside, and a nice teardrop for Marshall to start the second half.
Callie Rhodes has the ball up top. She swings it over to Erskine, who gets it down low into Borman. Borman swings over to the right corner for Callie Rhodes for three. That one's good. Two possessions for the Sea Lions, 2 3-point attempts for Rhodes. She knocks that one down.
It's clear that she has the green light from Coach Westfall whenever she's open.
Second team All-Pac West last year, leading scorer this year. She's doing it much the same, as that's her 19th point already. And we have on the other side, Hyatt goes up for a layup. She misses. Rebound by Cox on the left block. She goes up for one, and she's fouled and one. Nice finish by Cox.
And you can already start to see the sense of urgency for the Penguins starting to pick up here. The energy and intensity is lively to start the second half.
When your team isn't knocking down jumpers, you need to get to the paint more, and that's what they're doing early on. The first two possessions, first one by Marshall, next one by Hyatt and Cox. They got to the paint and paid off right there as she finished off the three-point play. 36-28, Penguins trail. Cutting into the deficit a little bit here in the second half. Just 19 minutes left in this game. Sea Lions bring it up, and up top we have Borman with the ball. She swings it over to Erskine. Erskine down low into Escorza. Escorza goes up the layup and misses it. Good defense by Hare, the much smaller defender, as Yamauchi pushes. She brings it back out to Hare. Hare on the right wing, trying to find Hyatt inside. Hyatt double teamed in the paint, kicks it out to Yamauchi. Yamauchi finds the open Marshall for three. This one's up. This one's just off the back of the rim. Nice rebound by Yamauchi. She kicks out to Hare. They settle it back. Hare brings it inside, faking everyone out, even myself. Goes up for the layup, misses, gets her own offensive rebound. The hustle right now by the Lady Penguins is outstanding. Gets it inside to Cox on the right elbow. Cox drives to the left now. Pass inside, a little bit wide, and Sea Lions get the steal. Erskine with another steal to her tally. Swings it over to Rhodes for three. You cannot leave her open, and that is why. Straight swish. Why are they leaving Callie Rhodes open?
2 for 3 from downtown, and her jumper is as sweet as it gets. It hits nothing but net.
Yamauchi looks to push. She is denied by Erskine. Swings it back out to Marshall. Marshall calling for a pick, doesn't get it. Hyatt has it up top, swings over to Cox on the right wing. Yamauchi up top, shot fake. Dribbles, swings it over to Marshall for a long two. That one's off. She knew it right when she shot it, went for the rebound, didn't get it. Erskine with the rebound. She pushes. No one stops the ball. Easy layup for Escorza. And one as Cox tried to draw the charge. Didn't get it. She'll be going to the line to finish off the three-point play. And a good early start for the Penguins. They're just not getting back right now on defense. And left wide open three, and this time the penetration.
It's tough because on a missed shot, the Sea Lions are looking to push, and once they're in their half-court set, it's pretty much go to Callie Rhodes or Escorza, and those two girls are tough.
Boscarino comes in for Hare. Good 2 minutes of action for Hare there. Score 41-28, Penguins trail, and Hyatt gets the rebound. Her pass is stolen by Erskine. Erskine hands off to Escorza. Erskine swings it over to find the open three, which is Kloppenburg. That one misses, but a nice rebound inside by Borman. She gets hacked and misses the layup. She's going to the line for two.
And what's even tougher about the Sea Lions team is they're surrounded with three-point shooters, and then you stick the big Abby Borman center at 6'4 down low to clean up all the garbage.
Yeah, she doesn't get too many offensive looks as plays in the paint, but she gets all of her points from rebounds just like that as she misses the front end of the two free throws. Score right now 41-28, Penguins trail, 17 minutes and 23 seconds left in the half. The second one from Borman is good, and again, the 1-2-2 press right now for the Sea Lions is set up. We have more cutters this time. Yamauchi decides to take them by herself. She passes to Marshall. They get it over the front court. Marshall swings it over to Cox on the left wing, who finds Boscarino in the corner. Back up top to Hyatt, who swings around the perimeter to Marshall. Marshall looking for someone open. It's Yamauchi up top. She dribble fakes, gets to the left elbow, pass out of bounds. Another turnover for the Penguins.
This length for Point Loma is really starting to cause havoc for the guards of Dominican.
They're trying to get inside the paint right now. They're just not being successful because of that length that you talked about. Sea Lions inbound the ball. We have a 1-2-2 press from the Penguins of their own. Marshall pressuring the ball to no avail as the Sea Lions get it past half court. Ball is found in the corner to Kloppenburg. She gets it inside to Borman. Borman misses the layup, and a fight for the rebound goes out of bounds. Ball is going to stay with the Penguins.
Hyatt got caught like a rock in a hard place, but great recovery to get a contest on Borman's look underneath.
and the Penguins look to break the press here. 2-2-1 this time. A little bit more pressure on the ball as they do get it past half court. Marshall has the ball, swings it over to Yamauchi. Yamauchi gives it to Boscarino on the right wing of the northern end of the court. Swings up top of Yamauchi, who passes around the perimeter to Marshall. Marshall drives again. She gets to the paint. No foul called as she shot it. Errant shot. Goes behind the backboard. Rebound to the Sea Lions. Sea Lions look to push. They have a wide open three for Callie Rose. She fakes it this time. The first one we've seen of that. Pass it to another good three-point shooter, Kloppenberg. That one's off the back of the rim. Rebound goes to Escorza. Sea Lions remain possession. They bring it back up top. Erskine has the ball. She holds out four fingers. Calling a play here. Switch. Yamauchi gets on her. Nice screen from Borman. Gets it over to Escorza. Up top on the right wing now. Kloppenberg. She drives to the left elbow. Swings it up top to Borman. 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Erskine settles for a deep three. That one's good.
Can't go underneath the screen. Got to find a way for Yamauchi to try to fight over that screen to get a contest.
45-28. Penguins trail here. And Coach Brianna Chambers takes a timeout. They started off the second half well. For 2 minutes, the next three were not how they wanted to play. The lead has swelled to 17. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, and we'll be right back.
That's 200 gallons per month. A faucet that leaks one drip per second wastes 3,000 gallons of water each year. And leaky toilets can waste up to 200 gallons per day. That's the equivalent of flushing the toilet 50 times for no reason. So turn off the tap and repair that faucet and toilet. By making these small changes, you'll be well on your way to saving water today.
Penguin Radio, broadcasting worldwide from Dominican University of California.
DU, Did You Know? Brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that Dominican University is 12 miles from San Francisco and is on 80 wooded acres with 220 species of trees, including redwoods, dogwoods, coastline oaks, and bay trees? DU, Did You Know? Is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
You got it.
And we are back from the Collins Center. 15 minutes and 30 seconds. 36 seconds left in the second half. Lady Penguins looking for their first win at the 0-7 mark. Right now they're trailing 45-28 to the Point Loma Sea Lions. And leading scorer for the Penguins remains to be Holbrook with 9 and Jesse Marshall chipping in 8 as the second leading scorer. And Callie Rhodes has 25 points for the Sea Lions. She's definitely been on fire today. Penguins inbound the ball on the north end of the court. Yamauchi has it up top. Nice screen, does not use it, swings over to Marshall. Marshall gets to the block, takes inside, no contact. She gets her own rebound, and we're going to call a foul before just Jasmine Cox on the other side fighting for the rebound is going to be called for over the back.
Sea Lions came out, dropped back into their 2-3 zone out of that timeout, and Marshall did a great job to attack and get a quality shot into the teeth of that zone, just couldn't finish.
Three team fouls already for the Lady Penguins just 5 minutes into the second half. Sea Lions break the press with ease as they have it over to Callie Rhodes, the leading scorer in this game. She swings up top to Borman on the elbow. Borman passes it out to Erskine. Erskine can knock down the three. She dribbles instead to Escorza up top. Escorza finds Kloppenberg up top now. Escorza gets it back. Escorza swings over to Callie Rhodes for another open three. Oh, no, and another one goes. It happens all too often right now. That is Callie Rhodes, 7-3 of the game. She's 7-for-11. You cannot leave her open. Maybe trying a box and one, something to stop Callie Rhodes today.
If she has her feet set, the chances of the ball going into the basket are very likely.
Penguins look to attack as they get the ball inside to Hyatt. She draws contact, gets the double team. Nice job by Hyatt going up strong there.
That was a good move. That's a good plan for the Penguins. Start dumping it down low. Working the bigs, try to get Borman in foul trouble to get that big 6'4 body out of that zone.
Score right now 48-28. Penguins trail by 20. Still a lot of time in this game. 14 minutes and 33 seconds left in the second half. Hyatt's going to the line for 2 free throws.
And like you said, on the other side, maybe a box and one. Follow Rhodes wherever she goes. If you're in her man, you got to be up in her grill once when she's on the catch. Don't let her get any space. If you got to have her put the ball on the floor and drive it, you'll have help defense. You can't leave her open or any space from downtown.
And before we get those free throws, we're going to go to our media timeout in this game. 14 minutes, 33 seconds left. Penguins trail by 20. And yes, it's been all Callie Rhodes today. The leading scorer 14.3 points per game. She's well over that already, as she has 28 early in the second half.
She's got over half the Sea Lions points. That's obviously a huge emphasis that Coach Marshall is trying to get the ball to Rhodes, and she does not hesitate. If there's even a little glimmer of opening for her to fire from three-point range, she's going to do it. And you got to get on her.
And Point Loma right now is relying on the three. It's cashing in for them. What do you think the Penguins can do on the offensive side? We already talked about maybe going to a box and wanting to shut Callie Rhodes down. What do you think they can do on the offensive side of the ball to just trim this lead? Because 20 points is still doable with 14 minutes left.
Quality shots. Don't settle for the three just because you're down 20. Keep working the ball inside. Try to get to the free throw line and work your way back from the stripe. And when they're in that zone, when the Sea Lions are in that zone, quick ball movement. Marshall does a great job of using the ball fake and the shot fake to try to get shots. Collective effort from the Penguins can do that and crash the offensive glass. Try to get second half, second chance points.
As the media timeout ends, we have Lauren Hyatt going to the line for two. Nice to see her in the game as she took a hard fall to the elbow and was bleeding in last game. Nice to see her back so shortly.
That was a nasty shot.
She knocks down the first free throw. The Penguins are 6-for-6 in the game from the line. They need to start doing that more often because it's paying off, giving them free points. And she knocks down both of them. Score 30-48. Penguins trail 14 minutes and 30 seconds left in the second half. Sea Lions break the pressure of the Penguins. And newly entered Jade Castro coming in for the Penguins. Boscarino pressures the ball and forces the steal. Castro gets it, looking to push. They got numbers 3-on-2. Castro decides to pull it out as she didn't think she had the lane. Swings it over to Boscarino on the left wing. She takes it to her left, spin, dribble, gets to the paint, hangs, shoots, just misses, fight for the rebound. Hyatt battles for it, but it's going to go off her hand. Last, Sea Lions will get the ball.
That was a smart possession by Castro to pull it out, try to get a quality shot. Boscarino tried to get inside, just couldn't hit it.
It started with the defense as they forced a turnover, and now on the inbounds pass, they force another turnover. Good pressure by Castro, Boscarino, and Marshall in the backcourt.
Three quick guards in for the Penguins with two bigs. I like this lineup Coach Chambers has gone to.
It's the first time we've seen Castro, and she's forced two turnovers already in the 1 minute she's played. And Boscarino inbounds the ball, and it's stolen by Escorza. Erskine gets the ball, pushes it up to Rhodes, and Rhodes finishes for an easy two.
She is very controlled out on the break, not only shooting the three. Very, very impressed with what I've seen with Rhodes today.
50-30, Penguins trail. Boscarino has the ball on the left wing, gets it up top to Jesse Marshall. Marshall back to Boscarino. Boscarino looking inside, doesn't have numbers, gets it into Hyatt, who dribbles inside, and another drawn foul by Hyatt. She's attacking the rim nicely in this game.
Each time the Penguins have worked the ball into Lauren Hyatt, good things have happened. I'd continually to feed her the rock over and over.
Third team foul for the Sea Lions. We have the inbound on the north end of the court baseline. Castro tries to find someone, dumps it inside to a wide open Sarah Nelson. The shot just missed. Fight for the rebound. Ball bounces up and lands in Aaron Anderson's hand, the leading rebounder for this team. She kicks up to Erskine. Erskine spin dribbles to get past Castro. Doesn't settle for the three. Gets to Escorza. Escorza a nice find inside to Anderson, who kicks it out. Somehow, ball finds its way back into Escorza's hand. Swings it over to Erskine. Erskine back to Escorza. Swings it for a wide open three. Madison West, right corner, knocks it down.
Very good ball movement right there for the Sea Lions. Kept it moving fast, got that open shot and a nice look.
They shoot the three better than any team we've seen here in the Conlin Center. They're knocking them down with authority in today's game. Boscarino has it up top, dribbles over to Marshall, find a wide open Nelson who passes inside to Hyatt, stolen by Escorza. Another turnover for the Lady Penguins. Erskine looks to push. She gets inside. Her pass is wild, and it's going to be another turnover for her.
Even off the steal, Penguins did a good job getting back to force that turnover.
And we have a sub coming in for the Sea Lions. We have Anna Vitri coming in, taking the spot of Erskine. Castro getting double-teamed in the backcourt, gets up to Holbok. Holbok with a lob pass over to Boscarino. Boscarino up top to Castro. On the left wing now is Boscarino with the ball, finds Nelson inside. Nelson back out to Holbok for a deep, deep three. That one's off the right rim. Fight for the rebound. Hyatt cannot get it. Ball ends up in Escorza's hand, and they're looking to push. Newly entered Vitri to the left wing. Gets it to Madison West, who just knocked down a three. Gets inside to Aaron Anderson. Swing pass over to Escorza. Escorza drive, stolen by Boscarino and Castro. Castro runs up the ball. Baseball pass down court to Boscarino. Boscarino controls herself and gets fouled.
Excellent defense by Boscarino. That's her strength and specialty. able to get a hand on a Scorza's pass. That's the second time she's flustered a steal.
Yes, this guard combo of Boscarino and Castro is forcing havoc on the Sea Lion ball handlers. They just have not been able to translate into offensive scores right now. And we have the senior Noel Rodan coming in for the Lady Penguins, taking Boscarino's place. Rodan finds Hyatt inside on the inbounds. Hyatt looking to drive again with a nice spin move. Oh, just rattles out. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be called offensive foul as Sarah Nelson was fighting for position.
I don't know about that one. It seemed like Nelson was straight up, just going right over the top to get that basketball.
I didn't see the other partner as they call it a foul. It's Mike Temple and Alex Swan on the call right here. We have men's basketball coming up next following this game right now. 12 minutes left, 53-30. Lady Penguins are trailing against Point Loma Sea Lions. Ball up top to Vitri, 15 on the shot clock. She cannot go left. Castro denying her left as she makes her go left this time. Not as strong. Kicks it outside to Madison West for a three, and she knocks it down.
Good rotation by the Lady Penguins on defense as Castro was fortunate Vitri to go left. West just hit a long three.
West,
not much you can do about that.
The 5'11 freshman from Pittsburgh has knocked down two threes in a row. Really, anyone can knock it down from three-point range is what we're seeing right now. Penguins look to attack, and a nice cut by Nelson inside. She finishes on the left block for her 2 points. And they pressure, beaten easily. West gets it inside to Borman. Borman stolen. Fight for the loose ball. They get on the floor. It's going to be called a jump ball, and the dual possession is going to go to the Penguins. Good hustle by Hyatt inside.
Great hustle by Hyatt, and one thing she brings to Lady Penguins is she's got fight and toughness. She's kind of that leader that comes down. She's ready to battle and bang down low. Things get scrappy.
Good point. We have our second media timeout here. 11 minutes and 15 seconds left of play in this half. 32-56 Lady Penguins trail. And the key thing we're seeing from this game is the Penguins' inability to take care of the ball. 23 turnovers now. And we're only not even midway through the second half.
When you turn the ball over that many times, it's putting yourself in a very, very tough position to win basketball games. For this last 11 minutes and 15 seconds, Penguins have got to fight and chip away and try to win this last 11, 15 seconds. If you can't win the game, try to win this last portion of the half and keep eating away at this lead and build confidence going into your next conference game.
That's a very good point you bring up. Maybe not going to win this game, but like you said, from this point on, you want to have a great plus minus and cut this lead at least in half, because they are going to be taking on a very tough Academy of Art next December 14th. So next Saturday at Academy of Art, it's going to be a tough game for them, so they got to make sure they have some momentum going into that one.
And that's what Noel Rodan was mentioning this during the men's broadcast, is that's one of those powerhouses in Pac West, so they're going to have to really find momentum during this game against Point Loma to translate that over.
Yeah, if you play well in this last 11 minutes and you have a good week of practice, anything can happen against Academy of Art. Jade Castro has the ball, bringing it up court to the northern end of the Collins Center. She's dribbling with no help right now. She's getting pressured by Vitri. Gets it inside to Hyatt, but his pass is stolen again. Another turnover for the Lady Penguins. Vitri looks to push. She brings it back out, dribbles to her left, gets it inside to It's going to be Cindy Tonak, the newly entered center. She misses the shot, fight for the rebound. Going to end up in Madison West's hands. She swings it up top to Vitri. Roldan making Vitri go left. She passes instead to Tonak. Tonak back to Vitri. Vitri calling a new play. Gets it over to Callie Rhodes. Callie Rhodes up top to Tonak. Tonak swings it to the left wing. Now Vitri. Vitri inside to Borman. Borman one dribble to the right. Shot misses, but a rebound by Callie Rhodes. She brings out to the three-point line. Doesn't shoot this one, surprisingly. Gets inside to Borman. Borman to Madison West on the right wing. Gets it back up top to Vitri. No rush right now for the Sea Lions as they have a big lead in the second half. Vitri uses a pick from Borman. Gets the paint. Pass swings out to Madison West for another three. That one is missed. Fight for the rebound. No over-the-back called, but it's going to be Penguins ball anyway.
Good boxing out by Hyde and Nelson down low as the Penguins were finally able to gain possession.
That was a long possession for the Sea Lions, but no points came out of it. 32-56, Lady Penguins trail, 10 minutes left in the second half. We have Jesse Marshall coming in, and we have the 6'2 freshman Ashley Sorensen from New Mexico coming in for the Lady Penguins. Still staying with that height inside. Give it over, roll down the left wing. Gets it up top to Marshall. They're dropping back in that 2-3 zone. Yamauchi swings over to Roldan. Roldan to the wide open. Marshall for the left corner three. That one just off the rim. Fights for the offensive rebound. No good.
Quality look there for the Penguins.
Sea Lions push as Vitri brings it up, making her go left. Dribbles to the left corner. She does not want to go left. She dribbles to the right, gets it out. Pass to Madison West. West has knocked down two threes today. She's pressured by Roldanish. She picks up a dribble. Ball ends up in the left corner now with Vitri. They make her go left, gets to the paint, and finishes.
Smooth attack by Vitri to slither inside underneath Sorensen for the bucket.
It's a good job denying the right, but they're overplaying it way too much, so it makes it easier to go to the left. Ball on the other side goes to Marshall. She drives to the hole. Blocked. Shot blocked. As the Sea Lions end up, they end up pushing it now on the counter. Nice pass from Callie Rhodes to Sydney Tonak, and that's going to be an easy two. 60-32, Lady Penguins trail. 8 minutes and 55 seconds left in the half. We are here in the Collins Center, second game of the PacWest schedule. Ball inside now to Nelson. Nelson passes it out to Roldan for three. That one just misses, and a fight for the rebound goes the Sea Lions' way. They look to push again. Callie Rhodes on the right wing. Gets it out to Borman. Borman over to Madison West. Drives to the left. Gets to the paint. Shot blocked inside by Nelson. Nice block. And it's going to end up going out of bounds. Point Loma's ball.
Great help defense there by Nelson to come over for the rejection.
And we have a mass substitution as they're going to take out everyone except for... No, they're going to take out Callie Rhodes. They're going to come in with Kloppenberg, Escorza, Erskine coming back in, and getting her first action of the second half is going to be Liggins. Pass inbounded to Erskine. Erskine gets to the paint. Scoop shot, misses, but it's going to be fouled during the shot, so she'll be going to the line for two.
Wild possession there, Erskine. A little bit of a bailout there.
Yeah, she scoop shot it, like I said, way off the glass and wasn't even close, but got fouled in the process. She'll be going to the line for two shots. Erskine today from the free throw line has not attempted a shot, and her first one is good. Score 61-32, Lady Penguins trail, 8 minutes and 28 seconds left. Stay tuned for our men's game starting at 3. They'll be taking on the same Sea Lion team, looking to build off that great win. Second free throw is missed. Noel Roldan runs the court, gets it inside. Jump shot, knocks it down. That's her favorite play right there, the jump shot in transition. She knocks it down for two.
That's Roldan's bread and butter, that mid-range game. Her shot is very pure from that angle.
Dominican presses the Sea Lions, break it with ease, and Erskine brings it back up top. Good pressure by Roldan, making her go left. Ball inside to Escorza, who passes it out to Kloppenberg. Kloppenberg over to Liggins now. Liggins has it up top, south end of the court, to the elbow Escorza. Escorza passes it back out to Liggins. Fakes right, goes left. Crossover to the left now. Kicks it outside to Aaron Anderson for three, and she knocks it down. She gets into the action from three, knocks down.
It's so tough to defend the Sea Lion team with that many shooters rolling around the perimeter.
Their center comes out, knocks it down for three. Penguins look to push. Jesse Marshall has the ball, gets it back out to Cox. Cox calling for an isolation, no, calling for a screen. She doesn't use it, goes to the left, gets to the paint. An open under, misses the layup. Rebound goes to the Sea Lions. Erskine has the ball, pushes it to the left wing. Kloppenberg can knock it down. She's going to shoot it. She's going to miss that one. Fight for the rebound. Tipped out by the Sea Lions. Ball is going to go to the Penguins.
Penguins did a better job boxing out and trying to stop the ball in transition. But this Sea Lion team just is free to fire from three-point distance. Like you said, even the forward slash center, Aaron Anderson, stepping out and hitting the three.
Yeah, I think their coach is encouraging them to shoot. And when you're shooting this well, it's kind of hard to stop a team like this. When you're this hot from outside, you see it with the Warriors, our local team. When they're hot from outside, they're as good as any team. But when the Sea Lions aren't, This could be a good game for the Penguins, because right now they're just relying on that three.
And it feeds off other players. When other guards and forwards are hitting the three-point shot, it's going to feed off into your other teammates, and they're going to start having confidence in their shot. And you've seen here, they've hit multiple shots from downtown.
Yeah, the Lady Penguins will get that rematch against the Sea Lions later on in the season, January 30th at Point Loma. That's going to be a Thursday night game at 5:30. Hopefully, they're not as hot from the field in that game, because right now the Penguins aren't doing much on the offensive side, but they're giving up way too many threes on the defensive side.
That's going to be the main focus going in, finishing this game and against Academy of Art. They've got to contain teams from the three-point line. It all starts there. You start getting lit up from downtown, points can pile up on you fast.
The Penguins shooting just 29% from the field, and the Sea Lions from three tonight are shooting 45%, 11 for 24. Most of their shots do come from the three-point mark.
And 45% from downtown is outstanding. That's a good field goal percentage just alone.
Yeah. Roldan inbounds the ball in the south end. Now they're working towards the north end. Yamauchi has it. She's going to use a screen from Sorensen. She goes the other way. Another screen from Cox. Good double screen there. Roldan has the ball on the left wing. She gets it to Marshall up top. Marshall uses another screen. Good screen set by Sorensen. She doesn't free herself up. And a pass goes back to Roldan. And that one's wild. And it's going to go towards the sea lines. Now we're going to have a confrontation here with the refs. Deciding whether that ball was tipped, and it was. So ball remains with the Penguins. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. 6 minutes and 57 seconds left in the half. Roldan inbounding the ball on the sideline. Gets to Marshall. Gets it back. 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Uses a screen. She's going to settle for the three. No, gets it inside. Ball is tipped and stolen by the Sea Lions. Erskine looks to push. They're not slowing down, but Marshall, nice hustle. Gets back on the defensive side and steals it back.
Way to look alive, Marshall, to get back and make that steal.
Yamauchi has the ball up top. They call a new play. She goes to the left and goes right. Nice isolation. Gets to the paint. Wild shot, though, as the bigger Aaron Anderson came over to help. And it's going to end up going off the Sea Lions. They had three people there. Couldn't grab the rebound. Ball will remain Penguins possession.
Yamauchi has been able to beat her man off the dribble virtually all night, but the Sea Lions have such good help defense, it alters her shot at the last second.
Yamauchi can't find anyone to inbound it to, and that one's going to be stolen. Another turnover for the Penguins. It's happened too often today. They're going to have to work on some ball control in practice. Erskine brings it up. Gets it over to Aaron Anderson. Aaron Anderson swings it over to Kloppenburg. Nice pressure by Roldan. Kloppenburg finds her way to the paint. Wild shot. That one's missed. Good rebound by Yamauchi. They look to push. They look to run. 34-64. Penguins trail. Yamauchi has it up top. Elbow jumper. That one's off the right side of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Cox has it. She's done a great job all season getting those offensive rebounds. Jesse Marshall for three. That one's good, and they knock one down, 37-64.
Great look for Marshall, and she canned it.
5 minutes and 46 seconds left in the half. Erskine brings it up slowly. No rush for the Sea Lions. They get it to the elbow where Aaron Anderson has it. She dribbles to the left, spin move back to the right block. Nice finish. She knocks it in for two softly off the glass.
Aaron Anderson not only has an outside game, but also an inside game.
Jesse Marshall has it. She's attacking the rim. Gets it out to Yamauchi. Jesse Marshall gets it back. Fakes the three. Gets inside. Draws contact. No foul called. Shot tipped out. Rebound Sea Lions. Erskine looks to push. Gets to the middle of the court. Nice no-look pass inside to Escorza. Swung outside to Kloppenburg. 4-3 in the right corner. That one's good. She's been the only Sea Lion not hitting from three today. Double team on the offensive rebound. Sea Lions end up with it. Erskine has it up top. 14 left in the shot clock. Gets up top to Escorza. Swings it over to Liggins. Liggins up top to Kloppenburg. Nice pressure by Roldan. Four on the shot clock. Aaron Anderson fakes three. Gets it over to Liggins. Two. No, they did not notice the shot clock and shot clock violation.
That was the best defensive possession I've seen by the Penguins tonight.
Looking for something to build on here. 66-37. Lady Penguins are trailing. Good defensive stand there by Roldan and Marshall as they exit. Coming in for them is going to be Holbok and Boscarino. Holbok hit those three early three-pointers. Haven't called her name much after that. Yamauchi has the ball. Uses a screen from Sorensen. Passes out to Holbok in the right corner. She dribbles all the way to the middle of the court, and it's going to be called a foul off ball. Liggins is going to draw that one. Her first of the game. Both teams at five team fouls right now. 4 minutes left in the half. Holbok inbounding the ball. North end of the court sideline. Yamauchi dribbles. Still trying to find a lane. Swings it over to Boscarino. Boscarino passes up top to Holbok now. Screen from Sorensen goes the opposite way. Boscarino has it now on the left elbow. Gets inside the paint. Jump shot. Nice and smooth. Knocks it down.
Excellent way to attack the zone right there. Boscarino was able to put on the deck twice. Pulls up from the left elbow. Bang.
They're getting a lot of better looks right now. Mid-range jumpers is what this team is good at. And they're getting a nice move by Vitri. Spin moves. Gets inside. Draws the foul. That was an okey-doke move. Good move, gets to the line for the trying to finish off the three-point play.
Point guards are very quick for the Sea Lion team. Just like the Lady Penguins, they both have quick guards. Vitri able to slash inside.
And coming in for the Penguins is going to be Jade Castro, the freshman out of San Francisco, standing at 5 feet tall. She's a very good defensive player, just as a freshman. Vitri goes to the line for her free throw. That one misses, so only gets 2 points out of the three-point play. Castro brings it up, dribbles to the middle of the court. Swings it over to Holbok. Holbok drives right baseline. Pulls it back out. Has it at the elbow. Pass over to Castro. Castro now goes to the left wing, hand off to Boscarino. Boscarino wants a pick, gets it from Cox, but dribbles off her feet in a steal from the paint from the Sea Lions. Aaron Anderson has the ball and hands it off to Liggins. 3 minutes, 43 seconds left, 68-39, Penguins trail. Ball up top to Borman. Borman swings over to Liggins. Liggins fakes right, goes left, gets to the paint. Nice take, and she finishes for two.
She was able to beat the bigger Cox off the bounce. She also has a nice left hand.
Castro passes to Holbok for a three. Holbok knocks it down on the right corner.
She's been hot all night. Hopefully her hot shooting continues.
4 3-pointers for Holbok. And the other way, the Sea Lions push. Aaron Anderson gets fouled and finishes. She'll be going to the line to finish off a three-point play.
That's the second time a Sea Lions have leaked out off a made Penguin basket and has resulted in an easy layup.
72-42. We have another media timeout. 3 minutes and 19 seconds left. We talked about ending this half strong for more their confidence going into a strong Academy of Art. How do you think they're doing with that?
Doing all right. They're getting better shots. If they can just continue to grind and put together a full game of consistency, that's where Breonna Chambers wants this team to lead into. And they can. It's going to come with time, but they can definitely do it. And you'll see the wins start to pile up.
Yeah, we've seen spurts of greatness from this Lady Penguin team. Even though they're looking for their first win, they're much better than their record shows. They just need to play, put together a full 40 minutes. Hopefully they end this last 3 minutes and 19 seconds off strong. Leading scores for the Penguins right now, we have Carly Holbok with 12 points, all coming from threes that she's knocked down, 4 of 6 today. Then we have Jesse Marshall, the second leading scorer, with 11. For the Point Loma Sea Lions, we have 30 points out of Callie Rhodes. She's knocked down 7 of 11 from 3. Then we have Jessica Scorza and Aaron Anderson split up top with 10 points for the tie for second leading scorer on their team.
The big three definitely came to play for the Sea Lions, as that's evident. But one thing I really, really admire and like to see out of this Lady Penguins team is there's all-out effort still, and there's no quit. As long as you still have the heart, you can pull wins out down in conference play.
That's a very good point. We're only 2 games into the conference season, so much, much, much more games to go for the Penguins. It's only the start of their season, and Aaron Anderson steps to the line, knocks down. She'll be coming out. And newly entered Sydney Tonak coming in for the Sea Lions. The main difference in this game has been the 28 points off turnovers for the Sea Lions, and Dominican only has 6 points off turnovers. That's been the telltale sign to the 73-42 deficit for the Lady Penguins. Holbok has it on the right wing. We know she can knock it down. She passes to Boscarino up top. Ball is swung over to Castro. Castro finds Holbok for a deep three. Holbok short. Fight for the rebound. Nice job by the freshman Sorensen to grab it. Swings outside to Castro. Castro short also. Fight for the rebound. People on the deck. Boscarino ends up with it. Swings it to Holbok on the elbow. She can't make the jumper. Sea Lions finally get their defensive rebound.
Oh, that was great hustle, though, by the Lady Penguins.
Liggins has the ball. She pushes. They are not slowing down despite this huge lead. They are looking to push. Holbok gets the rebound for the Penguins. Dribbles around her back. Slows it down. Gets up top to Castro. Castro jump pass over to Boscarino on the left wing. She's trying to direct traffic. Gets the ball back. Boscarino on the left wing of the north end of the court. Gets up top to Castro. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Holbok has in the right wing. Pass up top to Boscarino. Get it inside to Cox. Nice ball movement, but then she misses the scoop layup on the left block. Rebound goes to Sea Lions' way. Vitri slows it down. Ball up top. 2 minutes and 15 seconds left in play. 73-42 Penguins trail. Give it over to Liggins in the left corner. And we're going to have a foul as Holbok was using the hand check to stop Liggins' drive. Only her second team foul, but the bigger thing here is it's the 8th team foul, so they're going to the line for a front end of a 1-on-1. This will be Liggins' first free throw attempts of the game. She dribbles 6 times. Shot up, and that one's nothing but net. 74-42, Lady Penguins trail. They will be in action, as we said, against Academy of Art next, the December 14th, which is next Saturday at 5:30. You can tune in on radio, on their website for live stats and feed of that game. Castro pushes, gets it to Holbok. Castro back up top, who swings it to Holbok for a three. That one's off the left rim. Fight for the rebound. Good job by Cox. And Sorensen gets it inside. Give back out to Castro. Castro to Boscarino. Boscarino drives. Nice take. Jump shot. That one rolls in and out. The toilet bowl shot does not fall. Sea Lions get the rebound. They push. Madison West does not settle for the three as they bring it back out. 1 minute and 40 seconds left in the game. 75-42, Penguins trail. Ball's outside to Liggins. Good defense by Cox. He doesn't get the steal but tips it. Ball's over to Vitry now. Swings over to Madison West. They get it inside to Borman. Borman over to Liggins. Cross-court pass for a three. That one's missed. Good job by Boschgrino battling the two trees inside to get the rebound. Pass outside to Castro. Castro gets inside to Holbrook. Nice cut. Shot short. Fight for the rebound is going to go Penguins' way. It's going to be on the north end court baseline. We're going to have the ball taken out. 1 minute and 14 seconds left in this game. 20 seconds left on the shot clock. Little dispute over if it hit the rim. It did not hit the rim, so Castro's going to inbound the ball. She can't find anyone open. Deep baseball pass to Holbrook up top. Holbrook drives, gets contact, and is going to go to the line for two. Nice take by Holbrook.
There you see the Sea Lions respecting Holbrook's outside ability to hit the three-pointer. She's able to put it on the deck and get inside, draw the foul.
Yes, good take. She used one pump fake, and that's all you need to do when you're a good three-point shooter is use a pump fake. You'll get to the line more often than not when you're taking it hard. Her first free throw is true. Hits the front rim, rolls in. Holbrook's first attempt from the line this game, and she'll be settling in for a second one right here. The shot is up and good. Knocks down both of them. 75-44, Penguins trail. 1 minute and 10 seconds left in the half. And in the game, Sea Lions bring it up. Jockeying for position, dribbles left. Throws it over to Madison West. West back to Vitry. West gets it back in the corner for three. That one's way off. She airballs. Nice rebound by Cox. And an outwards pass. Boschgrino ends up with it. She drives. Nice crossover move. Avoids the contact. Shot blocked by Borman. Borman ends up with the rebound as well. Pass out to Liggins. They're not slowing down. Gets to the paint. Madison West backs up for a three. She didn't want the two, and she knocks it down. That's a shot in the heart right there. She backed up for the three and knocked it down.
Same spot as last time. This time, different result. Bottoms.
78-44. Penguins trail. Just 30 seconds left in the game. They're going to be looking for one quality shot here. Cox gives a nice shot fake. Gets inside and finishes for two. 78-46, 22 seconds left. Madison West pushes. I'll be surprised if they actually shoot the ball here. They get it inside, just working around, using the pass. Shot clock has been turned off, so no need to shoot. 10 seconds left in the game. Madison West has it in the corner. She doesn't shoot. And that looks like it's going to do it, folks, here at radio.dominican.edu. No, she shoots it. I don't know why she shot it there.
I don't know about that. Usually just sportsmanship, you let that run out. She elected to fire it again. Maybe the freshman wasn't too aware of that.
I for myself, thought it was over as I gave our tag there. Anyways, game is now over. She missed the three. 78-46. Penguins move to 0-8, 0-2 in Pac West play. Still early on, we saw signs to where they could put up numbers. Just didn't have it going from the field today. They're shooting a low percentage.
Each game, get in the film room, you keep trying to improve and keep building. There's no quit in this team. Coach Brianna Chambers will dissect what happened here. And like you touched on, the main thing coming out of this ballgame, Penguins have to take care of the basketball.
Yeah,
too many turnovers.
That was a huge, huge carry out from this game here in the Collins Center. Way too many turnovers. They had 28. At one point, I didn't see the final numbers. We will get those numbers to you shortly. But 28 turnovers is way too many for a game. They had 18 after the first half. They couldn't cut down into that second half. One bright thing, though, was the play of Holbrook and Marshall. I thought they played very well today. They got to the rim. They were making threes. Great job by those two.
They did. And whenever those two can start hitting shots from the outside, that opens up their game to start driving. Because the Penguins have guards that can attack. Roldan, Boscarino. Those guards can definitely get inside and attack. It's more of Yamauchi, Marshall, and Holbrook firing from outside. If that can all come together and click, Penguins will start piling up the wins, and we'll start to see them get on the board for their first PacWest victory soon.
And touching off that point, Loma does get their first PacWest victory. They move to 1-3 in the PacWest Conference. Dominican 0-2 still early on. Their next game will be played at Academy of Art December 14th. And the next broadcast here at the Collins Center for the Ladies Penguins is going to be Wednesday, December 18th against California Baptist, another strong opponent. So they have two strong games in a row. That game's going to be taking place at 5:30.
Those are going to be very good, tough tests for the Penguins. They'll start to really know where they sit here after those two games.
And rounding out the box score, Point Loma finished with 78 points, split up in a numerous amount of ways. Callie Rhodes had 30 points, 7-11 from three. Escorza has 10. Anderson had 11, and Madison West had 9, knocking down 3 threes. For the game, they shot 41% from 3-point range. Very good shooting performance from them. And for the Penguins, your leading scorer today was Holbrook. She had 14 points off 4 threes. And coming in second for the leading scorer was Jesse Marshall with 11. Like we talked on, they played very well today. Look for them to build off that in this game. The main thing was turnovers. The Penguins finished with 27 turnovers. And Point Loma had 28 points off those 27 turnovers. That was the telltale sign from a 78-46 loss today. We'll be back on December 18th with California Baptist. That's the next women's broadcast. And make sure you stay tuned for the men's game. They'll be taking on the Sea Lions. They are building off a great win over Azusa Pacific. Stay tuned. That game takes place at 3. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Fresh, edgy, energetic, smart, sometimes crazy, but always real. It's happening here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.